Dan Whalen is president of the Phelan Pinyon Hills Water District. It's a small water supplier in a rural desert community in San Bernardino County. Right now, state water regulators say the district should be conserving 32%, but Whalen says the district is not even close.
We're pushing right about 13 to 15%.
Whalen says it's tried to meet the requirement, but suggestions from the state haven't made sense.
They came out there and said that, well, we should start implementing a cash for grass program. We're in the desert. We have no grass. Other districts had the ability to eliminate grass and their mediums and this stuff in order to make their mandates, but we can't do that.
So far, state regulators have fined four water districts, all in Southern California, $61,000 for missing conservation targets by that much. Whalen fears his district is next.
You know, I have no problem with trying to conserve water or trying to promote the conservation of water and everything like that, but to just throw a 32% number at you, and then tell you that you're on your own to fix it up.
The State Water Resources Control Board's new proposed regulations would let individual water agencies lower conservation targets slightly if their regions have experienced population growth or have a particularly hot, dry climate. It also gives credit for some desalination and recycled water projects. But Tim Quinn, with the Association of California Water Agencies, says the proposal doesn't go far enough.
We are very concerned about some of the decision-making going on at the State Board staff right now, because we look at their emergency conservation regulations as creating very significant disincentives to the local investment that's gotten us this far.
For example, the regulations don't consider efforts by districts to sustainably manage and store groundwater. Water Board Chair Felicia Marcus says there are good reasons for that.
Most of our groundwater basins aren't managed, so people can say it's managed, but how do you justify it? And very few people have their own basin just them. We as a state have to think about everybody around the basin. We can't say, oh, that's good for you, but we're going to let some other community go dry.
The Phelan Pinyon Hills Water District says the regulations are creating an undue burden. President Dan Whalen confronted Marcus at a water conference in Sacramento to explain the difficulty in conserving as much as the state is demanding.
We don't have lawns out there. It's a desert.
You might have leaks, right?
No.
People have swamp coolers?
We have a lot of swamp coolers out
that,
there.
That, we realize
we
that
have,
could
we have
be
rural
an issue.
Animals. Yeah. We have. Yeah. There's all these things that perhaps that you guys hadn't had the ability to take into consideration.
Yeah, it's hard in an emergency reg, but that's...
Whalen says the state's conservation mandate is forcing the district to raise rates on its customers, most of whom are low income. The State Water Resources Control Board says the current proposals are subject to change, and it will take more public comment on a final version before it votes in February. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.